Shalom, brethren. Today is Friday, the 27th of May, 2022. And on the Hebrew calendar, it's the 26th day of Iyar. So this month is coming to an end, brethren. The month of healing or restoration and second chances. Let us continue to decree and declare healing of Yahweh. For he said he does not want to give his Torah or his law to a people who are not, you know, looking like they are worth giving it to. So he perfected everything that concerns the children of Israel in those days in terms of their health before giving them the Torah or conducting the wedding at Mount Sinai. And also the act of fasting for the 10 days leading up to Shavuot, done by the disciples who later became apostles, was also an act of cleansing and preparation and purification, restoration in preparation for receiving of the Holy Spirit. It's very important for us to acknowledge these final 10 days and do special prayers. We normally do every year. We tend to lead something every day, but unfortunately this year we're not able to do that. But we're hoping that you can arrange your own retreat and, you know, spend time with Yah in preparation for the renewal of the new covenant. Remember that the new covenant begins with accepting Yahushua's blood sacrifice, and then it ends with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It also involves the baptism by immersion in water. So if you haven't been baptized by immersion in water, it's very important that you do so, because it does something to your spirit and it makes you more worth. You enter fully into the covenant of Yahweh, and the darkness within you is reduced immensely. It's reduced immensely in your life. So there's a way it liberates you. It brings you, the baptism brings you to life even before you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The two go together. They are very important to be done. And they can be done at the same time depending where you do it and who helps you to conduct it. But we highly encourage you to get yourself baptized by immersion in water if you have never done so, and also get baptized by Ruach HaKodesh. This is the time to think about it and to begin preparation for it. It doesn't have to happen on Shavuot, Pentecost, but it would be good if it can happen before or after or even during that day. Hallelujah. So this is the time to do a special retreat with Yah, to wait on him in terms of giving us a fresh infilling of the Ruach HaKodesh. Many of us need a revival within our individual selves. We also need a worldwide revival, which is coming, but it's going to happen, as I said, closer to the time of the rapture. So during the time when the giants, it will start when the giants begin to appear all over the earth, the giants of Genesis chapter 6. In the meantime, we are to prepare for that and look forward to that. There are certain things that need to happen before the holy rapture to the heavens. I mean, even after Acts chapter 2 begins to manifest, by beginning with the outpouring of Ruach HaKodesh, the people who are rapturable have to first of all go out and do some more evangelism to the guests, as well as give important prophetic guidelines to the left behind guests before they leave this earth, because the left behind guests need a lot of guidance from Ruach HaKodesh. The things that are coming for them are just unbearable, but you know, the Holy Spirit will be here to guide everybody. People should stop saying the Holy Spirit is the restrainer. Holy Spirit is not the restrainer. Holy Spirit will be on earth during the great tribulation, during the day of the Lord. Should I say the great of the, because we are already in the great tribulation. But there is a time that is coming that will be much worse than now. And that will be the day of the Lord Yahweh. He will be sending out various judgments to the earth, which will be targeted at the followers of the devil and his only begotten son, Barack Hussein Obama, as well as the false prophet, Pope Francis, also called, is it Jorge Bergoglio, Mario Bergoglio. So we're in the time of preparation for those days that are coming. Right now it looks like nothing is happening and there's nothing to worry about. But brethren, Yahweh is giving us a time of preparation because very few people are ready for what is to come. Yahweh is using this opportunity to cleanse us and to prepare us for what is to come. Yahushua HaMashiach is coming for a spotless and wrinkleless bride, as he says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27. And the meaning of spotless and wrinkleless, most people do not understand what that means. They think it's just the issue of you just pray to God every day and ask him to cleanse you of your sins. Yes, praying every day and asking Yah to cleanse you of your sins is extremely important. Don't get me wrong. But we also have to take certain important actions in our lives that will enable us to be ready for those days, ready for the days to come. Otherwise, we are going to struggle to, you know, some of us may end up being disappointed. There are certain things we need to begin to do away with. These are things that Yahweh is calling abominable items. He wants us to do away with these things so that we can become more spotless and more wrinkleless. So we are closer to what he desires to come for. So the standard set for those who are to be raptured is very high, as we always say. There are many things that we need to do away with. These things are being shared by various people, such as Sister Musandiwa from South Africa on the Narrowgate channel and various other people. But brethren, in Yahushua HaMashiach, let us not be quick to dismiss what we are hearing. It may sound like it's out of this world. And I know people constantly ask for biblical proof. But just because it sounds crazy to you or it sounds strange to you does not necessarily mean that it is not of Yahweh. My husband and I have had a chance to visit Jewish synagogues, and we've seen how they practice the Torah and how they diligently read the Torah. Brethren, in Yahushua HaMashiach, as much as these people have not accepted the salvation of Yahweh, many of the things they are doing are exactly what Yahweh wants us to do. We are having problems within the body of Yahushua HaMashiach because the Romans have separated the Hebrew roots of our faith from our faith, by naming the faith Christianity and then cutting out a lot of things. This is why we lack understanding of many things. And that's why one way to understand what Yahweh is saying is to read the lost books of the Bible. When Yahweh says that there are certain things he wants us to do away with, he knows why he's saying so. I mean, if you go to Jewish synagogues to this day, especially the traditional ones, you will not see microphones and amplifiers there. They always depend on their own voices and trust that the Lord will magnify or amplify their voices enough for everyone in the congregation to hear them. And that means absolute silence is required throughout the services. Just ask yourself, Moses led like 1 million people from Egypt or Mizraim, and yet he was the one dishing out all the instructions from Yahweh. How do you think he did it? They never had microphones. They never had electricity during those days. Yahweh is trying to take us back to the days, to living like the days of old. You know, we have become accustomed to the new trends, the new lifestyles. And so as a result, we lack understanding of what it means to depend on the Creator. In those days, on the Shabbat, Yahweh supernaturally provided light. He supernaturally provided many things. And that was just a taste of what is to come. That is what is expected of us. That is what's going to happen in the millennial Sabbath reign. The Jews to this day, most traditional ones, they don't switch on and off lights on Shabbat. They don't watch TV. They don't mess around with electrical things. They spend the day resting. And as a result, most of the food they end up eating is cold because they don't cook on Shabbat. They cook on the day before, and some of them use warmers to, you know, they keep the food in warmers throughout Shabbat in this day and age, while others just eat cold food. In Israel, on Shabbat, the places, cities are like a ghost town. There's literally nobody almost on the streets. And I am told as well that there are mattresses all over the streets, special mattresses. If you want to lie down on Shabbat, you just have to take your mattress and lie down on the floor. And nobody will disturb you. It's Shabbat. So, but brethren, I don't think we understand yet what it means to observe the commandments of Yahweh, especially Shabbat. See, if you want to begin to understand the importance of his commandments, you have to begin with Shabbat. Shabbat will give you a taste of what it means to follow Yahushua HaMashiach and be his disciple in his way. That's why we are constantly placing emphasis on Shabbat. Shabbat speaks into every other day of the week. So what you do on the Shabbat matters a lot, brethren. So Yahweh is sharing various secrets to us in terms of how we live our lives in every area of our lives. To do with food, to do with clothing, to do with our homes, what we use to decorate our homes, what we use on our beddings. You know, he's talking to us about marriage. He's talking to us about how we are meant to design the buildings in which we worship and how we are meant to worship him while in those buildings or at home. He's talking to us how to behave. He's talking to us how to respond to people when they ask questions. He's talking to us about, my goodness, the list is so long. He's talking to us about the cars that we are using. He's talking to us about the kind of shopping we do, where we do our shopping as well. Sorry for the interruption. So he's talking to us about where we should do our shopping, how we should do our shopping. He's talking to us about relocating out of the cities and into the, you know, the secluded places so that we can learn to be more dependent on him in preparation for the holy rapture to the heavens and also for the, you know, for anyone who is going to be left behind. In preparation for the coming days, the days of great tribulation. There's no way anybody that's living in the city will continue to be okay or happy in the near future because a lot of things are going to change. I mean, whenever a new pandemic comes up, the main focus is the city. Anybody in the city suffers more than the people in the villages or people who are in places where there's hardly anybody living there. I mean, when you live in a place that is in the village, you rarely come in contact with certain things. The air there is fresh. The food you're eating is fresh. The water you're drinking is fresh. You're not using tap water. You're using well. You're using a borehole or well. You're growing your own food. Because there are fewer people, things that are contagious don't just, you know, spread anyhow. So Living in spacious places is good as well because it allows you to hear God. It allows you to hear the Maker more clearly and quickly. Your focus becomes more on your relationship with your Maker than anything else. You begin to, you know, use less of the phones and tablets and computers and all this technology that is being used to monitor us for evil purpose day and night. And you spend more time in His Word. You desire to, you know, be in heaven more and see what's going on in heaven and just partake in what's in heaven more than anything else. That is the level Yahweh wants us to get to if you want to be rapturable. I know it's not easy financially for many people, but we really need to find a way to work hard towards getting out of the cities and living that kind of life, a simple life, grass-thatched houses, or you live in caves, or you live on the mountains. There's nothing Yahweh cannot do, brethren. If Yahweh can split a mountain into two for John the Baptist and Elizabeth to enter and sleep in, you know, hide there from the people who wanted to kill John the Baptist, then what can Yahweh not do? Yahweh is full of mysteries, brethren. He is a man of war who loves his children. I mean, during the time of the Egyptian bondage, the mothers would go and give birth to their children in a certain place. And then he would, in fact, while they were giving birth, he would put them to sleep. Then the angels would come. They would help with the cutting of the cord, the cleaning of the baby, the clothing of the baby. Then they would give the baby, is it two fruits? And they would teach the baby how to suck those fruits to get what they needed. Then they would hide the babies under the ground, so that when the Egyptians came searching to steal the babies, they would not find the babies. And when the babies grew up, they would make their way back to the camp where to Goshen, where their parents were. And as soon as they saw their parents, they always recognized them supernaturally. So if Yahweh can do all that, there's so much more He can do. Now, as I'm bringing this audio to an end, I've been reminded to share about the coming of Yahushua HaMashiach. It's important to understand that there is the first coming of Yahushua HaMashiach and the second coming of Yahushua HaMashiach. Now, in between the two, there's going to be two holy raptures to the heavens, or should I say three holy raptures to the heavens. Two for adults and one for children. Children who are below the age of responsibility. The one of the children, we don't really have a clear idea of when, but one thing I will say is Yahushua has said it's to happen around the time of the 3 days of darkness. So prior to the 3 days of darkness, as the signs of the 3 days of darkness begin to show up, in the days leading up to the 3 days of darkness, children under the age of responsibility will begin to disappear worldwide. And they will be from different faiths. You know, it doesn't matter whether they are from Muslim families or from Hindu families or Christian family. Yahweh says there will be various faiths. How I know that is He said that some people who are of those faiths will give their lives to Yahushua through that, because eventually they will discover what happened. First of all, they will go mental, wondering what has happened, but eventually they will come to the saving knowledge of Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Through that supernatural event. So that will be the very first holy rapture to take place on earth. This has been confirmed by at least two people I know, but there are various other people that Yahweh has spoken through concerning this. That there will be a children's rapture. So when Yahushua is coming to rapture his people, the other two raptures, are for the Revelation 14 and the Revelation 7 bride. And they will happen 3.5 years apart. So the first rapture is for the mature bride, as we have shared repeatedly. and the second rapture is for the younger bride. Now, during the times when Yahushua HaMashiach will come to rapture the children of under age of responsibility, as well as the Revelation 14 and the Revelation 7 bride, he will not step foot on earth. He will stay in the air. He will stay in the air, and he will call those people up who are meant to go up with him. So that's why those raptures cannot be considered as his second coming or, you know, third coming or fourth, even though we can say that, but very few people on earth will be able to see him because he will be in the air. Though he has said that just as the sun rises from the east and sets in the west, so too will his coming be. So we shouldn't be fooled by anybody telling us that, oh, he's in this place, go and meet him there. He's in that place, go and meet him there. That is very true. There will be a kind of sign that will make everybody know that he has come to rapture his people. Keeping in mind that around that time, there will be many great earthquakes, volcanoes, and various other things, because creation cannot wait for the second coming of Yahushua HaMashiach. So the signs will be manifesting through the natural disasters worldwide, as the heavens are preparing to push Yahushua out, you know, like a mother pushes out her baby at time of delivery, so that Yahushua can come and reign and rule on the earth. So it's important to know that the first coming is when he came as a baby, and he had to save us through his death and resurrection. And then the second coming is going to happen at the end of the Great Tribulation. So after Elijah has exposed Obama, and also around the time, I think just after the battle of good versus evil, the final battle, the Armageddon or Megiddo battle, he will come and step foot on the Mount of Olives. Just as he left the Mount of Olives, he will come back on the Mount of Olives. But this time he will split the mountain into two, and that crack will extend to the entire land of Israel, as written in Zechariah chapter 14. So I just thought I should throw some more light on the coming of Yahushua HaMashiach, because it's important to understand that as it's related to the ascension of Yahushua HaMashiach, since it's all to do with the Mount of Olives. I don't know if there's anything else I've forgotten to say, but as we round this up, it's my prayer that you have a blessed preparation day, a blessed and peaceful Shabbat tomorrow. And may you have a new, blessed new week, new seventh week of the counting of the Omer. May the presence of Abba Yahweh abide with you and your families, in Yahushua's name. I pray that Yahweh will show you his mercy and compassion. I pray that he will fill you afresh with his Ruach HaKodesh to overflowing in Yahushua's name. I pray that his favor, his peace or shalom will reign in your hearts and minds. May the favor of Yahweh speak for you wherever you go, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So this evening, sunset marks the beginning of Shabbat Bechukotai. Shabbat Bechukotai. Shabbat Bechukotai once again emphasizes the importance of following the commandments of Yahweh. So Bechukotai means in my statutes. Remember last week was Shabbat Behar, I think, is it Behar? On the mount, so Mount Sinai. And then this week is Bechukotai, which means in my statutes. And it's Leviticus 26:3. To 27:34. The Haftarah portion is Jeremiah 16:19 to 17:14. And then you've got Matthew 21:33 to 46. Now, it's very interesting to see that how Yahweh continually emphasizes the issue. Ooh, I need to stop here. Shalom, brethren. Shalom.